Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 2400 block of Harborview Drive, Humboldt Hill, this morning. Agents found an indoor marijuana grow in the garage and seized 130 plants, a pound of processed weed, and confiscated 9 rifles and 2 handguns from the residence of 70-year-old Stephen Wilson. Agents also seized more than $10,000 in cash, and Wilson was arrested on possession, cultivation, being armed in the commission of a felony, and one of the 3 rifles was seized was an assault rifle with a high-capacity magazine. Wilson was booked into county jail. Fortuna police, acting on information from the public, arrested 27-year-old Hydesville resident Benjamin North on grand theft and a probation violation, along with a felony charge of being a felon in possession of a weapon, following a burglary on Eel River Drive yesterday. Following the tips, officers served a search warrant at North's residence and recovered a stolen Smith & Wesson .22 caliber handgun, ammunition, a digital camera, and power tools. North turned himself in to officers and was booked into county jail. Sergeant Aaron Starcher of the Fortuna Police Department said in a statement that this is another fine example of the community working with our department in an effort to make Fortuna a safe place to live. State Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough will be in town tomorrow to attend the State Fish and Game Commission meeting at the Red Lion Hotel. The commission is expected to vote on whether or not to accept the final environmental impact report for the Marine Life Protection Act as it affects the North Coast. Chesbrough will address the commission and urge them to adopt the unified array proposal put forth by the North Coast Regional Stakeholders Group that respects tribal fishing rights, local fishing areas, and an attempt to further prevent restriction on fishing off North Coast waters. The California State University System issued a report last week that points to record high numbers of students looking to enroll in the system's campuses. Despite massive budget cuts and historically high fees, by the way, fees which have risen because of cuts totaling more than $750 million since 2010 and a proposed cut of another $250 million next year if the governor's tax hikes fail at the ballot box, the CSU system has seen an increase in applications, but they have to turn away students because of a lack of funding. The CSU expects more than 300,000 students will apply for the fall semester, but will only be able to admit just over 230,000 due to budget restrictions. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled it will not hear any more arguments over Proposition 8, the state initiative that outlawed same-sex marriage in California and that was immediately challenged in court and found to be unconstitutional by a 3-judge panel in February. They said it discriminated against gays and lesbians. The case could now head to the Supreme Court. Californians voted to add Proposition 8 to the state constitution, and opponents have taken to the courts to overturn the law, and they have won every court battle since. Supporters of the marriage ban now hope the Supreme Court will hear the case. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. It's primary election day, and we took a moment to speak to some of the candidates running for local office and asked them about the campaign, what they learned, was it worth it, and in general, why they ran in the first place. Karen Brooks had this to say.
It's the outcome that I focus on. It's what I would like to do in office and the vision that I have to bring prosperity and opportunity. You know, if it's not the district, it certainly is the region, and I just feel I can contribute.
Brooks, Rex Bone, and Cheryl Seidner, the 3 candidates we spoke with today, all echoed similar themes: humility, service, and meeting the residents of their districts.
Every single home that I go to and the people that I talk, it encourages me to go to the next home and talk to them. I really get my inspiration, I get my encouragement from the people that I talk to.
Cheryl Seidner said that the idea of serving her community was the driving force behind her candidacy, and despite the final outcome, it was all worth it. And that's the North Coast News here on Election Day. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.